The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Michigan hosts Maryland on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
Go straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Adam Biggers, Great Lakes Divine.
Hey, Jim. Good afternoon. Over the years, you talked a lot about scout team guys, and I think maybe at least once a week or every other week you mentioned scout team. We've seen Jake McCurry. Dylan last year was the scout team player of the year. What does it mean to you to see guys advance from the scout team, become contributors, big contributors on game day?
It means a lot, and there's many. Right now, Tyler Cochran contributing on special teams, Lewis Grodman, Jordan Glasgow, who's been now a starter and earned a scholarship. Adam Shibley, Jared Davis coming along. There's so many. Carl Myers is a tremendous contributor. First of all, though, just about everybody in the program is a scout team player to start with. Can't think of too many guys that have ever gone through their entire career without starting on scout team. But guys that have come in and without a scholarship and are now contributing, those guys that I mentioned, and Ryan McCurry, Jake McCurry have all played in games. And there's some tremendous offensive linemen, Jess Spate, Greg Robinson, Andrew Vistardis, who also earned a scholarship this year. Receivers Nate Shanley, who earned a scholarship. Jake Martin's been an excellent contributor. Brandon White is contributing in games. Carter Seltzer has been playing in games and in the two deep at tight end. Peter Bush contributing on special teams and at tight end, who walked on as well. Joe Hewlett has been an outstanding player who's earned a scholarship. Who earned a scholarship last year? He's our punt protector and major contributor on special teams. So we start talking to those kind of numbers and that many players that are contributing that in games. That's a big boost to the squad.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks.
Oh, left out. Just thought of Cameron Cheeseman, who's earned a scholarship this year, starting long snapper. And maybe the best of all is William Hart, who walked on and is having a great year through five games, averaging over 50 yards a punt. Could go on. There's more and others that are, waiting in the wings, too, who haven't played in the games yet, but are on the verge of it. Guys that either walked on. We have a student walk-on, student tryout program, and many of the guys, half the guys I just said, we're already attending Michigan and participated in our tryout day in January and not only made the team, but have made the travel team, have dressed for the games, played in games. It's quite a thing. Very proud of it.
I appreciate it, Jim. I don't want to take up the whole call. I have a couple follow-ups. I'll email Chad and Dave and see if maybe we can get that taken care of. But appreciate your time on this. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hey, good morning, Jim. I wanted to ask you if you're a coach who kind of breaks up the schedule at all into portions, whether it's months, and if so, what's the significance of October and what you'd like to see from your team accomplish in this month with the upcoming schedule?
Well, we want to win our next game. That's break it down even further to that. That's our goal.
Just in your experience, what's sort of the significance of October in college football as far as what you can draw from your team in this second month after you've been through a set of games, some home, some road?
Well, I think you know your team much better after you've played the first four or five games the month of September, and team has, you know who the starters are, you know who the backups are, and how they continue to improve, of course, in every area. But the players, the participants have been set. You know, now you're into the. If it was a book, you'd have an opening, you'd have a middle, and then you'd have a conclusion. So, to use a book analogy, we're in the middle, of the action.
Sure.
And the characters have been defined. You know who they are, and plot's been set. So.
Great. Thank you, Jim.
Okay. Thanks.
Your next question is from Nick Baumgartner, Detroit Free Press.
Hey, Jim. I know that Michael Barrett started out there at Viper for you guys, but I think I thought I saw him warming up at receiver during the last game. Do you guys like him on offense now, given maybe the depth of receiver, maybe his skill set, or am I wrong completely? Did I miss that?
No, you saw correctly.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Aaron McMahon, MLive Media Group.
Jim, we haven't heard Nate Shanley's name much this season. Is he hurt?
Yeah, he's been working through something.
Do you anticipate having him back before the end of the year?
I think so. I think he'll be back before the end of the year. Yes. Hopefully this week. If not this week, possibly next week.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. You have a question from Adam Biggers, Great Lakes Divide.
Jim, I figured since no one else chimed in, I will. Real quick,
sure.
Just back on the scout team. What, just kind of knowing about your personal feelings. I mean, you've played with guys, were on scout team and coaching.
Oh, you kind of broke up there, so I really didn't hear the question, but I think you're asking me my feelings of scout team. You come here to play football, and you don't, drills. You get to go through the drills, but, to get out there and play football, then, scout team is one of the avenues to actually compete and play football. So whatever your position is, and it's a great way to improve as a football player. It's a great way to help your team. It's a valuable role on the squad, and then a couple times a week we like to get the guys that are playing on the scout team in scrimmages. So the offensive scout team will scrimmage with the defensive scout team and run the Michigan offense or the Michigan defense, and that's I always thought that was a great reward to reward the hard work and effort of the guys that are giving a look to the starting defense or the starting offense. I hope I answered your question there. Again, I didn't hear what your question was because it got the call broke up a little bit there.
No, you did. I'll email Chad.
Oh, I was in the ballpark?
Sorry about the phone break.
Again, it's the, I played scout team when I was a player here at Michigan, and just about every player that comes through the program gets to get on the scout team, the look team, and hone their skills, and also show that they could you know, be in position to be in the two deep or, you know, be a starter and work their way up the depth chart. It's you know, it gives opportunity for football players to do that really at every level. College,
well, Coach,
college football, pro football, and high school football.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay. Thanks. Have a great week.